track 12, and now it's time for this week's sports news, starting with the football. Newton Abbott Spurs earned a 12th league victory of the campaign on Saturday. The forward, Tony Pullman, scored all four goals as Spurs won 4-1 at home against Honiton Town in the South West Peninsula League Premier East. Elsewhere in the division, Bobby Tracy AFC picked up a monumental 3 points on their travels, taking the huge scalp of High Flyers Columpton Rangers. This is a 6th win of the season for a Bovey side who move up to 10th. Tynmouth AFC hosted Elberton Villa at Coombe Lane and they were defeated 3-0. They may now be 5 points behind local rivals Bovey, but with 4 games in hand, they'll fancy their chances of making up the deficit in the coming months. Ipplepen Athletic picked up a huge point in the Devon Football League, which they hope will be a sign of things to come. It's been a hugely difficult season for Ipplepen thus far, consistently wallowing in the lower reaches of the table and currently occupying the wooden spoon place. A goalless draw at home against Beer Albion saw them avoid defeat for just the 5th time in 24-25 and could well serve as a catalyst for their journey up the standings. In the Torbay Clearance Services Premier Division, Islington Villa returned to the top with a 2-0 home win against relegation-threatened Chudley Athletic. Villa were assisted in their return to pole position by Kingstanton Athletic's 4-1 home win versus Newton Abbott 66. Kingstanton are in 4th place, just 4 points behind 66, and are now the highest scorers in the division. Buckfast Lee Rangers are also in the same boat as the Rams, but with a game in hand, they had a comfortable 4-1 win against B Sands Rovers, who were close to not putting out a team as a result of a norovirus outbreak in the Kingsbridge area. Newton Abbott Spurs remain in 6th place with 3 games in hand and with a big squad to pick from and will be challenging come May. A tough 4-2 win at Elberton Villa, who themselves are improving without getting the wins, was enough to bring the points up the A38. And the last bit of football news, Buckland Athletic suffered a 7th defeat of the league campaign when Shepton Mallet visited on Saturday. The team from Somerset were able to depart Homer's Heath with 3 points in the bank thanks to a single first half strike. This result sees Shepton jump above Buckland in the Western Football League standings, now sitting 6th on 44 points, one ahead of Dan Hart's men, although the latter side still has a game in hand. Moving on to rugby, Newton Abbott's RFC's revival continued with a remarkable 24-all home draw at Racker Hayes against Wadebridge Camels. That's now 8 points from the last 10 up for grabs in South West 2 as the All Whites focus on getting out of the relegation zone. Newton Abbott are still bottom of the table but have moved level on 19 points with Tynmouth, who are also battling to stay up. The All Whites' immediate target is to get past third from bottom Truro, who are only 3 points further up the table. A win over North Petherton at Racker Hayes this Saturday will boost Newton's prospects further. In the meantime, Tynmouth's relegation worries in South West 2 were deepened by a 45-22 loss away to fellow strugglers Wellington. It was Tynmouth's 6th league defeat on the trot since they won 24-7 at Newton Abbott back in mid-November. Tynmouth's latest setback dropped them into the bottom two, where they now share joint billing with Newton Abbott. Unlike Newton Abbott, who picked up 8 points in the last 10 on offer, there's no sign of Tynmouth's form improving. That concludes the rugby news, but hockey takes centre place next. Whilst Ashmore's men's team were competing in the Super Sixes Division 1, Ashmore's under-18 boys team were holding their own against the very best 8 teams in their age group in the country. In the under-18 age group, Ashmore's best showing was as losing semi-finalists in 2013. This year, the under-18 team travelled to the Derby Arena with high hopes, but no great expectations in the absence of coach Jack Dinney, who was himself engaged as player-coach at the Super Sixes. However, the under-18s ensured that Ashmore were in the national final. It was always going to be a tough task against the holders from 2024, Epsom, And early on, it looked like Epsom's final experience might tell, going two ahead after 6 minutes. Remarkably, though, the Ashmore players had nerves of steel, even if their supporters' nerves were shredded. In an amazing three-minute period, Harvey pulled one back, Bloomfield fired home a leveller, and then Barnett completed the first half turn round. The second half was a fine display of mature indoor hockey, with everyone contributing to the result, which was a win for Ashmore. To be crowned national champions against some much bigger and more illustrious clubs was testament to the hard work put in by the players and coaching staff over a long period of time. Well done to Ashmore. Meanwhile, the senior teams, Ashmore's second 11, Iska Men's E, 2, and Ashmore Men's third 11, 2, against ECV Hornets Men's second, 0. So Ashmore, one way or another, had a very good weekend. And that concludes the sports news for this week.